Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. We're going to bring on Art Witnick. He's an old friend of the show. I love this guy. He did a talk for us at one of our comedy shows for veterans. And I got to tell you, there wasn't a dry eye in the house. And he could have talked all night and we would have been fine with it. Art Witnick is the author of Nonsense, Surviving Vietnam with the 101st Airborne Division. And he was involved in the Battle of Hamburger Hill, which was one of the bloodiest battles in the Vietnam War. Art, thank you for your service. That's just not enough, but it's all we got, brother. Thank you.
Well, you're more than welcome.
And now we're talking about food. Somehow, Officer Joe is here, and he was saying it's a rite of passage in the military to how are you going to get the real food?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, because especially in Vietnam, out there in the jungle, the only thing we had was sea rations, MRIs. A few people had them, but they weren't really the big ticket item like they are today. So what I did is I would always write to my mother and ask her, send me something, anything that I can drink, because right now we're drinking water out of rice paddies that we had to purify, out of rubber bladders, things like that. So she sent me a little can of apple juice from some manufacturer up in New Hampshire. So I drank that thing, and I tell you, it was such a change from water after months of water. I wrote the company a letter and said that, you know, here I am in Vietnam. My mother sent me some of your product, and what I like to do is buy a case and share it with my guys. So I sent the letter off, and it takes like 2 weeks when you're in Vietnam to get the mail out, and by the time you hear an answer back. Well, what comes back, I get a case of apple juice, and in there was a letter that said, send no money. We appreciate what you're doing. We want to show our support, so go ahead and share this with the guys, which was great. Everybody loved it. So now I'm thinking, wow, that was easy. Wonder what else I can get.
Entrepreneur.
So the other guys, you know, they'd get their care packages from home as well. And we had a little dump site that everybody would throw the garbage in. And when no one was looking, I'd go out there and pick through the garbage and write down addresses of different companies that sent pretty neat, you know, supplies. And every 2 weeks, I'd send another letter out. It's the same letter. Here I am in Vietnam. My mother sent me your product. I want to share this with my guys. You know, what's it going to cost me? And without fail, I'd get another case of something. I'd get canned peaches. I'd get blackberries. I'd get anything you could think of that was unique to being in the military, I'd get. I got peanuts, cigars. I got all kinds of stuff. So the guys would ask me, you know, how are you doing this? And, of course, I didn't want to tell them because they tried the same thing. And I would tell them that I had an uncle that was in the distribution business, and he'd send me this stuff occasionally. So actually it got so complex that I had to come up with a chart so I didn't contact the same company twice.
That's awesome.
You know, we take for granted everything that we get and have here.
Yeah.
And when you hear a story like that where you're just filtering water through rice paddies just so you have something to drink.
Exactly.
Oh, my God. We can't thank you enough, man.
You know, it was, you know, the guys kind of looked at me like I was, I don't know if you ever saw the movie Stalag 17 with William Holden, but he was a scrounger, and he was able to get product, but he was a hog. He kept everything to himself. I shared my stuff. And the guys would look. Actually, they protected me. He said, "Hey, we can't let anything happen to Sergeant Witnick."
We need him
because he gets us all this cool food. And when you're out in the middle of the jungle, again, there's nothing out there, you know, to sustain you other than canned goods that we brought with us ourselves. You know, the sea rations and military meals.
Art, we're going to repost that podcast of you talking about the Battle of Hamburger Hill. It
okay,
is
great.
One of the most amazing war stories. I don't know how this is not a movie or at least a special on a streaming service. It's really just a story of bravery. Young kids taking a hill.
It's you know, I got to give the credit to the guys around me. You know, I was scared out of my wits. And I ran up that hill after getting hit by an enemy bullet that luckily did not penetrate into my equipment, but caught me on fire. And but I saw other guys doing things that I was too afraid to do. These guys were actually taking out enemy positions like you'd see in a movie. They were throwing grenades into bunkers, firing up that area. I was actually trying to get away because I was hit. And I ended up being the first guy at the top of the hill.
I ran the wrong way.
Wait a minute.
Damn it, I went up instead of down.
Well, you would have been branded a coward if you went the other way. And, and there's just too much peer pressure not to be a coward.
So can you just tell us a short version of you getting hit? Because it's amazing.
Well, what had happened is I crawled into a bunker or a bomb crater, and I kept peeking up looking for a target, and I couldn't see anything. There was a lot of shooting going on, and you couldn't really distinguish who was doing the shooting, either us or them, because we were putting down what they called suppressive fire. Everybody was just firing at that hill to keep the enemy's head down. Well, I kept poking my head up over that bomb crater looking for a target, and I pop up like every 10 seconds to look. And then the third time that I popped up, something blinded me. And when I reached up to touch my eyes and figure out what happened, then something hit me in the chest and knocked me backwards. So I knew I had been hit. I just didn't know how bad I was. And I'm laying there, and my eyes are stinging, my chest hurts, and I'm thinking, this is the end of me. I'm just going to die right here. And as a few moments go by, I could start to see. So whatever was in my eyes, I got out, and I looked down at my chest, and then there's flames coming out off of my equipment. I'm on fire. So
easy.
So what had happened is an enemy soldier must have timed me. Every time I kept poking my head up, so he fired at me, but his first round came in and hit the dirt in front of my face. So if it was an inch higher, I would have got it right between the eyes.
Oh, jeez.
And so that dirt blasted in my eyes. It kind of blinded me. And then when I exposed myself, he shot me with a tracer round. But I had so much equipment wrapped around me and on my chest, it didn't have enough power to penetrate all the way through. But it was sitting there burning, and I didn't know it because I couldn't see. And then once I got the fire out, I said, baloney, I'm getting the hell out of here. And I yelled to the guys, follow me, we're going up this way. And I just took off running. And I ran up to the top of the hill, not even paying any attention to what was going on around me. I just wanted to get to the top because that was the objective, and that's the way we were trained. But again, I was just scared out of my wits. I just wanted to get away from that spot.
How old were you?
I was 20.
That's unreal. Wow. Unreal. You became a man real fast.
What's that?
You became a man real fast.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, it happened like within seconds.
Yeah. All right, thank you so much, and we'll link up on the radio station website. The book is called Nonsense, Surviving Vietnam with the 101st Airborne Division. Thank you.
Okay, I got one more comment I'd like to make, if you don't mind.
Please.
I just want all these food manufacturers who sent us this food, even though I conned them out of it, it showed that there was a lot of people stateside who actually did care and wanted to help us. So, you hear some stories about how unpopular the war was and people did not support us. Well, a lot of these people did support us.
Good.
Thank you, Art.
Okay, you're welcome.
All right,
thank
brother.
You.
Art Whitnick. All right, this is the flubble montage. AJ, explain a flubble.
A flubble is a combination of a flub and a mumble, and I seem to have excelled and created it, and now here is this week.
Okay, yeah, here's the best. That's bravery.
I'm just thinking that many gallons plus $3.49 a gallon. I'm just thinking how much it costs. Why so high?
What do you mean why so? Have you ever seen trees? They're tall.
Yeah, but I'm not cutting one. I'm just up. I mean, for me, just 30 feet. I'm messing in the driver's seat and everything. And then all of a sudden goes, oh, and you just see the car take off. And he goes, it's further comes. He said, I promise you, I'm not planned.
That's a great PSA.
It's awesome.
We could have four BGs instead of
he
three.
He could be Robin. Who's Barry? No, Barry, Robin. Andy Gibb.
Andy.
Oh, God. If we do tragedy, none of us will be able to walk after that.
Tragedy!
Wow. This is why the yodel song is there.
What?
This is why the yodel song is not there.
I can't.
I chose the worst time to take a bite of food.
It's like, yeah, it's a stupid question. A simple question, stupid answer.
Yeah, $23 million. I'm good.
Yeah, per year or whatever, per payment. But yeah, per year. I can live with that.
Hmm. AJ had to open his big mouth. Now he has to open his big mouth.
When do I now open my big mouth?
Right there.
I'm trying to talk, apparently, yes. Mm-hmm. A little more coffee. Channel 3 biller is insurance adjusters early warning weather. Sunshine today.
Yeah. He made it work.
Now,
yeah.
What if you're probably an Asian American, union? If your name's Tiny.
It's not cool anymore to have a Harry Johnson.
Tiny Johnson.
Tiny. Okay. 24 hours from now. 24.
That's right. 24. See you Friday.
24.
24 hours.
Jennifer, 24.
Yeah, good to be here, dude.
Wrong.
Final thoughts, AJ?
I'm just going to enjoy the quiet right now because it's time next 24 hours.
24.
Close.
Jeff. Channel 3, Biller Associates, Public Insurance Adjusters, early warning weather. Sunshine today. Actually, not a bad day. Excuse me. Sunshine today.
November 9th.
Yep.
2022. Let me check the calendar.
Oh, crap. It's today.
No. Today's the 10th.
I heard the
Yesterday
click.
Was the 9th. That's when the press release came out.
I got you.
Okay.
Yep. I was playing along, but now I'm not going to.
Okay.
Shut up, Phil.
Feet.
Well, right now, that's the worst part. I don't know yet. I'm guessing that's going to be the even worser part, but right now, just hearing the song.
The worser
part, yes. I was an English major. I was a speech teacher. Yeah, it's its own felony. It's its own version of KFC. It was a Kentucky felony chicken. I'm still waking up over here. Melatonin.
Never saw that one either.
Yeah, I've seen the movie and then actually watched the movie, though. I know of it.
What do you mean? You've seen it, but didn't
I know of it. I know of it, what I should have said, yes. Yeah.
And they get all the worms and everything.
Yep. To like little what are those, iRobot things?
Right.
Only you know, they walk around.
If you're just tuning in, AJ's drunk on chicken.
I really am. I have no idea. I'm like...
You talk about the Roombas.
Roombas, that's it. And it came home one day, and all of a sudden, they're having pork. Yeah. Mm. Yeah, guess what? Dinner was the pet. I get meat sweats.
You were screwed up way before then.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
You can't formulate...
Yeah.
The words. You can't make the sounds.
Because it built an intensity as the seconds flew by.
How new is the cinnamon?
Why, Phil? What did you do wrong this time?
Nothing.
No, it's all fresh and granulated. See? Yeah, okay. It's not like old, you know. Look, see? Yeah.
So, he's coughing it up.
What?
I stuck in between my mouth and my jaw.
Yeah, that was all just this week.
Oh my god.
So nobody else flubbled.
I was in there. For a millisecond.
Can we bring in Boss Keith now?
What a time this morning.
What a time.
I can't believe you convinced Drew to go up. Oh, Drew, he's just such a trooper.
He is a trooper.
Because he felt bad for AJ, cried enough that Drew was like, you know what, I'll just do it, guys. Jesus.
We just wrapped up AJ in a Box 2022 from McDermott Chevrolet and Lexus of New Haven. Thanks to K&J Tree Service for that bucket truck and their whole staff there, and it was just great. Drew's on the line now. Drew, nice job going up in that bucket.
Thank you.
So cool and collected.
Yeah, there was no screaming, no crying, no crouching, nothing.
And Boss Keith says, you asked for a raise. Deal's done. He said, deal is done. Yeah.
Well, you know, the secret to it is you look straight ahead and don't look down, like immediately down. So you can look down a little bit, but don't look straight down.
Well, that's fine until you
and
see
I
the curvature
fine.
Of the planet.
Right.
Yeah. Now Drew's an expert on this.
Nice job, man.
Thank you.
Having another option, and the option including keeping AJ on the ground, raised a lot of money.
That's awesome.
The tribe
That's really
came
awesome.
To AJ's rescue.
In a big way.
The tribe is awesome.
How much money did we raise at the location?
So here, starting yesterday into just now, the total we have on site is $8,256.13.
Nice.
Wow.
Wow.
That is truly
incredible.
Especially in 2022 right now.
Yeah.
Phil, what did we collect online?
Online, we had $14,545.
And that's a total of?
3 gallons of gas.
Total of $22,801.13.
Wow.
That's a tremendous
it's the
number.
Most wonderful time awesome. Of the year.
Wow, that's great.
Thank you, Tribe.
AJ, AJ,
yay.
Congratulations. Yes.
No, congratulations to you guys. And by the way, he's a drooper.
No, go to bed, man. Jesus Christ.
I loved that.
Right. Oh, boy.
AJ, is there anything you want to say to the boss?
The next time you have an idea, make sure I'm paying attention.
You were in the meeting. This is what everybody keeps saying. You were in the meeting. Chaz was in the meeting. We had a long discussion. Drew was in the meeting.
I know, but you talk so much.
It's not his fault you talk so much.
Wait till next year when we put a Ferris wheel in that parking lot. That's what it'll be next year, a giant Ferris wheel.
Actually, that's,
right, that's a great idea, right?
That's a really good idea.
I've never been in a Ferris wheel.
How can that be?
What? Never?
You know,
no. It's the same guy who had never had a cheesesteak, but go ahead.
It was just like the bucket. It's just like the bucket truck, I can imagine.
The worst thing about a Ferris wheel is when you have the 6-year-old in there.
Yeah,
right. Watch the rock back
shaking
and forth.
It. I'm like, are
oh, yeah,
you
no.
Do you want to die?
You know what's funny, AJ, sorry, but I have to point this out, is that when the boss isn't around, AJ on the air says, I'm going to murder him.
But he says that to us, too.
That's true.
But when he's here in
bitch,
person.
I swear to God, I'm going to kill every one of you. We have the best AJ clips ever.
Yeah, no doubt.
It's out of love,
Right. Pay attention in the meetings. Read your email. This is the ultimate example of read your emails. You should have read his emails.
I have an emergency. Get me down.
This is what I mean. He talks so much.
Were you listening to this live?
Oh, I was. Yeah.
What were you thinking?
I was like, I'm glad we called this insurance company. I guess we're good. But I watched the Facebook Live yesterday morning, the first one. Right. And you don't, and you guys have all said this, but you don't realize what 75 feet is till you're watching.
Yes.
And
bring this down now!
But the bigger concern was, does he have a safe word that is not help? Because these tree dudes are like, yeah, let him up there. And he's screaming help, and they're just cackling. They're like, yeah, he's fine.
It was the longest 4 minutes of their life because they didn't know what to do. We had him up. We're in a commercial break.
No one's talking to
and
them.
And he's screaming.
Yeah. And I looked at Chaz. I go, is there a safe word? Do we know?
Right. Yeah, we didn't think of that one.
Right. There should have been. So if we do this again, we should have a safe word that he can't use unless it's really a problem. Because I'm thinking about his hernias and all that heart attack.
What he was screaming so loud, I thought he was going to explode.
Right, right. And that's a possibility. The way he's all sewed up. Yeah.
Or you give him like a button up in the bike. He pushes the button, he comes down.
But he's got, because it could feel like the boy who cries wolf. You know, he's up there yelling, help, help, help. Does he mean it? Is it a bit? Like, who knows?
Is it a bit?
Right.
Towards the is this the 4 minutes that did not air?
This is the off-air part.
So this is we're in commercial break now.
Help!
So he's
help!
Still
it never stopped.
I gotta go down. I gotta go down. I have an emergency. Get me down.
Like he can't say
help! 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 Help!
It's such a sad
help!
He has his voice.
Go down!
Oh my God.
Go down! Go down!
Go down! There's go down!
So many things you could do with that audio clip. On the dirty side, I just thought of 20 of them right off the bat.
So that really proves that he's not hamming it up if that was from off air.
That's off air.
Yeah, no one was communicating with him.
No.
My sphincter was so tight.
And those bucket truck guys, the tree guys, are just laughing.
Yeah, they're like, we don't know what to do.
Yeah.
And somebody in McDermott said they were at their desk through the closed glass of the office of McDermott, and they were hearing him scream.
I mean, it's loud.
Yeah. They heard me in the service department.
Oh,
I'm working on cars.
There's like a Dunks down the street. I'm sure they heard you too.
Oh,
like,
right.
It was loud.
The drive-through person was saying, "Can you speak up, sir? We can't hear you over the screaming."
I made someone's souffle fall 4 houses down.
But if you were just a person that doesn't listen to these radio stations and you were going to get your car serviced, what do you say?
Oh, right.
What do you think? You get out of your car and you're like, "Oh, I got to get to." And then there's a man, 75 feet in the air, screaming his face off.
Get me down.
Do you say like, "Man, I should have gone to Valvoline"? Like, what do you say? Like, it's just so interesting to me what regular people that might not be clued in were thinking when they showed up.
If it's New York, they don't want to get involved.
I don't know nothing.
Don't look up.
Right.
Just keep moving.
No, nothing.
Just ignore the crazy man yelling 75 feet in the air.
Help.
Right.
Yes. Help.
So probably no bucket next year, AJ.
Oh, good.
Wait, who said that?
I'm just guessing. I think the tribe would revolt.
Oh,
but yeah.
So fun.
I think it's something else. Yeah. I'm like, I don't know, donate a kidney or something.
Would you rather donate a kidney, if you had the option, to donate a kidney or be up in that bucket truck 75 feet for 2 hours, which one would you pick?
Which kidney do you want?
He'll double down with his spleen.
I don't know that he would even be able to do that with all the mesh he's got. They're like, we can't even get in there.
That part's still open.
I was thinking a high wire next year. Like, you know, just that he has to walk across like Nick Wallenda. I think that would be excellent.
I don't have the kind of toes for it.
Good. Right, great.
All right.
Back to the feet.
Got
to
work the feet in.
Well, you talk what's going on.
Oh, listen, he's got a foot fetish.
Your hands?
Let's do a fire walk and a glass walk. You do fire walk and glass
right,
walk.
Right, I think that's great. I think these kind of ideas are excellent.
I love that he's not even home yet.
I'm in the parking lot.
Dave, we're going to bring you to the brainstorming meeting. AJ will pay attention to, and then we'll just go for it.
I think fire walk and glass walk would be perfect.
Sales department will be like, we have a cool company full of hot coals. But wait, I didn't sign. No, too late.
By the way, for those of you listening who are mad that AJ like maybe was upset about the, this is how loud Keith talks always. So to be in a meeting and not hear it and then not say anything, it's like entirely on AJ.
Right.
It's impossible not to hear him.
After a certain amount of decibels, it shuts off.
AJ, nice job.
Nice job, AJ.
Good job, AJ.
We love you, AJ.
Thank you.
Get some sleep, brother. All right, so 20-something thousand? What was it?
22,000.
Oh, 22 and 22.
22 and 22. Thank you, Tribe. And I just... you know, our corporate headquarters is in Westport, Connecticut, and they can get this on the Fox or PLR. Can you imagine them listening to this come through
the videos.
Speakers of their
I sent videos.
Radio
Help!
Office?
Help!
It's like playing in the lobby.
Help!
It's in the lobby.
Help!
Make this a downloadable ringtone that people can
Help!
Purchase.
Or, you know, a lot of people radio in their work. So I'm a dentist office that's listening to PLR yesterday. Yesterday morning, I get in, I turn it on at 8, right? They open it at 8.
Help!
And you're trying to get, you're like,
help!
The last thing you want to hear in a dentist office
is this
help! Help!
He's got it on in the other room, and you hear that coming from the
right,
wall.
Right, you think it's a patient.
Help!
Mr. Jones, this is, you're going to feel a slight pinch.
Help!
Pain-free dentistry.
Yeah, so that's what I was thinking about. Like, our in-work listening is going to be very confused yesterday and this morning.
Almost 20 years in mornings, and that is the most memorable way we've raised money ever.
We stopped shooting fireworks out of his ass because we were worried about danger. But this time we were like, put them all the way up. Yeah,
the last time I was involved with that, that all went perfectly.
And everybody's forgetting the part where at the beginning, before they had a ladder, he had to figure out how to climb into this box. There was no door.
Yeah. There wasn't a lot of thinking. So we had the bucket truck, AJ up there. Money.
But I watched him get in it, and I was like, oh, this is a problem for him. Like, this is worse than going up because he had to hoist himself in somehow.
Hernia surgery. Climbing over.
And then he wasn't all the way in, and Chad's like, no, don't go up.
You gotta wait.
I'm like, they're gonna set him up. He's hanging out of it.
So this was the on-air part still.
That's the Lamaze method.
So that's going on. Keith texts us. He's like, we got to cut this to 5 minutes. 10 is too long.
I don't love that soundbite, I'll be honest. I don't love that one.
Every year, Ferocious Media, they do videos for our company, and they make a great toy drive video. I can guarantee that this audio will not make the video.
Definitely not. Right. It reminds me of bad things.
But Ferocious yesterday, so he texted me. He's like, I got to get down there with the drone. So he made he went on his own to make a video with the drone that is hysterically funny from way high. You see AJ way, way up.
Oh, wow.
And he's got the footage of him above. I'll send it to you.
You can post that.
Oh, that's awesome.
It's great.
Time
bring this down now! Imagine if they played that in the airport.
If you were a passing plane, you would hear that.
Definitely.
Just land the plane.
Time now for Boss Keith's Top 5.
All right, here we go. So Election Day was Tuesday. With all this, we've forgotten that Election Day was Tuesday. And we've had a few days to reflect on it, so I wanted to go over the top 5 most annoying things about Election Week. And there were some interesting ones this year that were different than before. So number 5, unsolicited text messages.
Oh my gosh.
I've never been more popular than last week. I think I got 100 text messages reminding me to vote, telling me to vote for somebody, telling me where to vote, telling me my vote's important, and I didn't sign up for anything.
Yes, you did.
I did it.
You gave your email to get, like, your Starbucks card or whatever.
Oh, I did do that.
Every time you hand that over.
I do love Starbucks.
Yes, you're registered to vote. They're
allowed to send me 100 texts
in a voicemail.
Apparently,
yeah. And did they say like they're your friend, like, hey, we need your help.
Right.
Like, this is up to you. If you don't help,
right, everything's on fire. Right.
We need you, my friend.
Anyone get the text that said "say no to Dick"?
No. I did, and I listened.
They better not send it to my wife.
That is awesome.
But you're right. It says, like, hey, Keith.
Hey, Keith.
Like, the democracy counts on you. I was like, no, it doesn't.
don't know me.
Right? Like, what I'm going to do doesn't help anyone.
I don't give that number out anywhere.
Yeah, I do sign up for a lot of stuff. You know, when H&M says, like, 20% off this purchase,
exactly.
I was like, take all my numbers.
Yeah.
Right. All right, number 4. The world isn't going to end. This is my fault. I should get off social media during the week before and the days after Election Day. So no matter what side you're on, no matter who won or who lost, social media was bananas with sadness or happiness or anger. In reality, I just had to come here Wednesday.
We're all going to work.
Right. Yeah. I was going to have a turkey pie no matter who won. And it was delicious. So that drive-in... when I was driving it on Wednesday, my whole feed was mad and sad and happy and glad. And I hate everyone.
I like that you're looking at your feed while you're driving.
You know, you got to look at things when you get here. So if your side won, great. If your side lost, sorry. But in 2 years, we're going to do it all over again. So, like, relax. Go see Black Panther 2. Like, everything's going to be fine.
Wakanda forever.
Wakanda forever. Number 3. AJ's not here to defend himself, but AJ on Wednesday morning at 6 a.m., crying, complaining, the world's gonna... He was my Facebook feed. He is my aunt. Like, that's what he's become. He's a Facebook aunt. And, you know, I want to know, and he's not here to say, but if Bob had won governor, does AJ's life change? Does he go out more?
He goes to the governor's mansion.
Does he, though?
Yes.
That's the question. Yep. Does he go a lot? Or it's Friday night, and he's like, well, I sit here alone and look at my feed on Friday.
Once in 4 years, he'd be.
Right. So does he smile more? Is he happier? No way. No. None of it matters. He should know this. But, oh, the caterwauling. It's like, everything's terrible.
I have an emergency. Give me-
And Jazz, you're like, yeah, okay, turkey pies tonight. AJ. Let's go. All right, number two, TV ads. Unwatchable. 1 week of unwatchable, and I hardly watch live TV anymore. You know, I mostly stream things, but Saturday Night Live and the Patriots game, yeah. It has to be every spot was a political ad.
Every single one.
Everything.
Candidates I didn't even know were running.
Yeah, and it's tough.
In Alaska.
The last week, if you're going to spend money in the last week, it's over. Just
like give up.
Yeah, save if your you're money. Introducing yourself in the last week, save your money.
And somebody should start an ad agency. This is what I should do. I should start an ad agency that makes unique political ads that look different than the other ones. So if you're going to see 7 political ads in a row, they all look the same. And you talk about it. It's the grainy footage, like, you know, Chaz is evil. And then it's like, he's the best. But they should make edgier ones or interesting ones or different graphics. Right. There's money to be made. Well, I don't know. I would have to work that out. I have 2 years. But there's got to be ways. So somebody originally came up with that idea in 1980 to make grainy ads, right?
It would be good to have AJ screaming and crying and right. Say, don't be an AJ. Go out and vote.
Right. They desperately need to reinvent how they make political ads. So somebody should work on this. There are ad agencies that listen. This is what they should be working on. So and they can present it to whoever runs in 2024.
Yes.
Dave, you should do this.
I'm going to do
this. This sounds like
I'm
a great job.
I'm already taking this and running with it.
And the number one most annoying thing about election and election week was the actual process of voting. So you got to go there. You got to wait in line. The people with the signs bothering you. This should be done via text. I should wake up on election day with a text that says, who are you into? And I say, this one. And then I go back to sleep. That's what I want it to be. It should be voting like American Idol and all these TV shows. Like, yep, him. Sleep. That's what I'm looking for. No people, no lines. Some years it's cold. Like, I want in bed, half-nude voting. That's what I'm looking for.
Slide into my DMs. Right, it's going to be the new...
Right. I can vote via Instagram. Yeah. It's a picture of them both, and I go, option A. That's what I want. So that's it. Congratulations, right. AJ. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.